各位弟兄姐妹，主日平安。
Everybody, peace in our Lord.
刚才你们读的圣经非常好，那个英文的译本应该是 New King James， 是不是？
Everything you just read was very good. I do not know whether or not you read from King James Version.
Oh, yes, good job. Though thou thee art, right? 今天我们要继续来看罗马书上次停到的章节第七章七到二十五节，刚才我们已经读过了。
Today we're going to continue to look at Book of Romans.
我想简单的回顾一下，在上一次的时候，特别是陆尊恩弟兄在查考第七章第一节到第六节里面。
Now I would like to go back to review the previous session that covers from chapter 7, verse 1 to 6.
他讲到律法与我们基督徒的自由。
And he was talking about the laws and freedom of our Christians.
你还记得保罗在这段经文里面，他拿了世俗的婚姻作为一个例子。
And we know that Paul in this verse take the marriage as an example.
他说当有妇人还有丈夫的时候，他就受这个婚姻的限制。
And when a husband, when a wife has a husband, she's limited by the marriage.
他说丈夫若死了，他就脱离了丈夫的律法，虽然归于别人，也不是淫妇。
If her husband died, he is free from the responsibility from her husband, and he's not adulterous.
他形容我们这些活在肉身当中的基督徒，我们有一个会犯罪的身体。
And Paul was describing us Christians living in sin.
说只有一个方法，你可以摆脱那个辖制我们身体、肉体的这个律。
He said there is only one way that we can get rid of the law that controlled us.
就是向那个老我死。
And it's pretty much like the old self that died.
所以我们在这边可以总结一下，他形容说神借着先知们所颁布的律法的目的是什么。
And now we can see the purpose of the laws that God promulgated by means of the prophets, by prophets.
可能用一个不太恰当的比喻来说，他说律法是我们的前夫。
And we can also use a metaphor, we can say that law is our ex-husband.
我知道有些人可能不 feel comfortable, 来想象一下这是什么意思。
I do realize that some people might not feel comfortable about what it means.
意思说曾经我们把这个身体献给这个世界，献给出生以外的其他的偶像。
And it means that once upon a time, we sacrifice our body to the idols, to this world.
我们顺从这个世界的律法而生活。
We cave in to the worldly laws and the way of life.
所以神要挪走这些刑罚来更新我们。
And Lord is determined to remove all these laws so that we can be renewed.
所以我先简单总结一下这三点，在大屏幕上你可以看得到的。说律法既然不能使我们得救，神为什么还要颁布这些律法？
And we can see that, let's summary a few points. Although the purpose of a law, since law cannot save us, why do we have these laws?
第一，神颁布律法的目的是叫人知罪。
And first of all, the purpose of law is to make people aware of sins.
但是却不能替人赎罪。
But not to atone for one's sins.
第二，律法的目的是使人可以谦卑仰望神的救恩。
The second point is the purpose of law is to make people humble and look up to God.
但它本身，律法的本身并不是救恩。
But itself, it cannot replace the grace of salvation.
第三，律法是我们蒙训的师傅，为了引导我们认识基督。
The third point, law act as our teachers, leading us to Jesus.
这是在罗马书前面第三章里面的内容，保罗形容律法是个小学老师。
And this is happened in the previous pages in the book of Romans. and law are worked as our teachers, our elementary school teachers.
他的目的就是为了预备我们可以去上中学。
And the teacher's job is to prepare us to go to middle school.
中学老师或者大学老师是谁？
But who are middle school teachers and college teachers?
经文所指向的说是那唯一的基督。
And the, all the passages of, in the scripture point to the only one, our Lord Jesus.
今天我们要来看这个第七节到二十五节里面，我把它分成三个段，这样可以更清楚的。
Now let's take a look at the verses from chapter 7 through 12. Which are divided into three points.
从第七节到第十二节里面，其实保罗在回答一个问题，说是律法使我们犯罪吗？
And Paul was answering in the verses 7 to 12 the question, do law prompt us to commit sins?
他的答案其实很清楚了，对吗？在第七节的后半段，他说
And his answer is very clear in verse 7.
我再读一遍，这样我们可说什么呢？律法是罪吗？断乎不是。
And Paul said that in those above verses.
只是非因律法我就不知何为罪非律法说不可起贪心我就不知何为贪心这是第七节的内容你可以看到你自己的圣经、啊、他其实在告诉我们说第一律法的目的是可以把我们的罪行表述出来
First point Paul wants to tell us that law are used to reveal our sins
你知道、我不知道能不能举一个恰当的例子就像你去医生看病一样。
I'm going to give you an example. It's pretty much like we are sick, we go to see the doctor.
你向医生描述你最近的身体的情况，你说我流鼻涕。
You describe your symptoms lately to the doctor. Your nose is running.
你说我头很晕，很疼，没有食欲，晚上睡不着觉。
I have headache. I cannot eat. I don't have appetite. I can't fall asleep at night.
我上课的时候集中不了注意力，我的成绩很糟糕。现在
I can't focus when I take classes. My grades slipped. It's horrible.
对，医生然后给你一个诊断 prescription， 对吗？说 Oh, you're having the flu. 你得流感了。
The doctor diagnosed you and said, Oh, you have flu right now.
医生用的那个诊断手册，我可以也许把它比喻成这个律法。
And the book.By which the doctor makes diagnosis can be depicted as the laws.
你懂我的意思吗？
Do you understand what I mean?
在我们没有去看医生之前，我们有没有病？
Before we go to see the doctor, are we sick?
我们有，但是我们不知道那是什么病。
Yes, we are, but we did not know what was going on.
我们不知道是什么原因产生的，也不知道该怎么办。
We do not know what caused it, and we do not know what to do with it.
直到医生告诉我们说哦，你这个是什么
Until the doctor tells us what it is.
律法把我们的罪可以彰显出来
And it is the law that reveals our sins.
第八节他说罪借着律法在我们里头发动引诱我们去违背律法
Verse 8 it says by the working of laws, by the working ofof laws in our hearts. Sin prompts us to defy laws.
他说特别是有一个东西他说借着我们的贪心
And there is one thing which is our desire, our temptation.
保罗在这边特别举个例子对不对
And Paul gave us a very vivid example.
他说如果不是律法的话我都不知道什么是贪心
And Paul said if it is not because of the law, I did not know what temptation is.
大家想到一提到贪心，你想到是哪个律法
？And when we think of that, what law do we think about?
十诫的最后一诫，对不对
？And the tenth commandment, the last one.
最后一诫大家还能知道讲什么吗
？Did you know what it is?
不可起贪心，对吧？不可贪恋别人的妻子、房屋、田产、牛羊。
We cannot covet.
所以我想保罗他结合自己的人生经历，对不对？
And I think that Paul used his personal life experience.
他说，如果不是律法的话，我都不知道原来这种行为、这种心态其实叫贪心，是神所憎恶的。
And if it is not because of the laws, I would not even know this is something God hated.
但是知道了律法呢，我知道这个是不对的，是神所憎恶的。但是好像罪继续引诱我， So what?
Even though I know it, but the sin inside me still seduces me to keep doing it.
第九节，我们接着往下看。他说：“我以前没有律法是活着的，但是诫命来到，罪又活了，我就死了。”
And let's look at verse 9.
他说。说律法让我们可以知罪，而且律法让我们认识到，在罪的权柄之下，我们是死的。
And it says that law make people aware of our own sins. Under the law of our sins, we are dead.
只等到第十节说，那叫人活的诫命反倒叫我死。
And until verses 10, it continues.
我来读一下这节经文的英语，好不好？因为比较清楚一点，我用的是 NIV. I found that the very commandment that I was intended to bring life actually brought death. 这是一个矛盾，对吧？
This is a contradiction.
就为什么神会颁布一个律法，本来是叫我们得生命的，却让我们有如此沉重的感觉，以至于好像像死了一样。
Why did God promulgate a law that is supposed to bring life to us, but it did the opposite?
当然，这边我们还没有看到一个完整的答案。
But we do not, we cannot see a complete answer here.
圣经当中讲到罪的时候，提到它的两个副作用，两个影响。
And when Bible talks about sin, it has two side negative points.
一个是罪疚感。
And one is the sense of guilt.
你知道，这是你过去所犯过罪对你现在的影响。
And this is the influence by the sins that you committed before.
第二个说是罪的引诱。
And the second one is the temptation of sin.
它会让你延续这种犯罪的模式。当你面对新的生活处境的时候，你会做一样的决定。
And sin can seduce you to behave in the same pattern that trap you in the sin.
所以你看到罪既有过去时也有现在时。
And we can see that sin has present tense and past tense.
是 guilt and corruption.
And which is guilt and corruption.
所以在这边他说律法让罪显大以后带给我们沉重的罪疚感。
And here it says, law magnifies sins and gives us a very heavy sense of guilt.
他说，不但让我知道自己原来是有罪的，而且我沉溺在其中，继续去违背神。
And it says that not only I'm aware that I'm in sin, but I cannot help getting out of it.
但是十二节，保罗给了一个非常重要的一个总结。
And in verses 12, Paul summarizes like this.
他说但是律法是圣洁的诫命也是圣洁公义和良善的
But it says in short law and commandments are all holy righteous and good
我有这样沉重的感觉不是因为神对我不公平给我律法而是把我自己的本性彻底的暴露出来
I have this heavy sense of guilt not because of the law because the law made the sin within me reveal
OK, 第十三节一句话的经文我先读一下既然如此那良善的是叫我死吗断乎不是叫我死的乃是罪但罪借着那良善的叫我死就显出真是罪叫罪因着诫命更显出是恶极了
Verse 13 Did which is good then become death to me? By no means, but in order that sinmight be recognized as sin, it produced death in me, though what it was good, so that through the commandments, sin might become utterly sinful.
他说不是律法叫我们犯罪，而是在我们里面的罪引诱我们犯罪。
And it says that not the law that make us commit sin, it is the thing that within us.
不是律法的目的叫我们致死。而是罪的原因，在律法的审判下叫我们致死。
It is not the purpose of law to let us to die.
Yeah. 我知道到目前为止可能比较因为整个罗马书它行文非常工整，它是一个好像一个法律一个律师的呈堂供词一样，非常的严谨，非常的逻辑。
And the whole book of Romans is very structurally tight and very coherent.
所以我想在最后总结的时候，我会重新来用自己的话来总结一下，转述一下这些话究竟是意味着什么，对我们的应用是什么。
I'm going to summarize later on what the application they may have for us.
所以如果你现在听不太懂，或者觉得我为什么要反反复复的强调这些东西，没关系 ，push through.
But if you don't understand it right now, let's go bear with me.
第十四节到二十三节，这是最后保罗给的一个大论，他描写了自己作为一个罪人的代表与在罪中的生活体验。
And from verse 14 to 25, Paul is depicting his own experience of struggling within with sins.
你注意到，其实他说了两遍，十四节到十七节是一段，十八节到二十五节是一段。
From verse 14 to 17, that's one paragraph. From 18 on, that's another one.
你看十四节，他描写说，十四节和十八节都在讲我们的软弱。
And verse 14 and verse 18 is depicting our weaknesses.
十四节说我们是属肉体的，已经卖给罪了。
And verse 14 says, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin."
十八节说我们里面没有良善。
Verse 18, "I know that nothing good lives in me."
他讲到这是我们的软弱。
And Paul said that these are our weaknesses.
然后十五节、十六节，他描写了我们内心里面的一种挣扎。
And verse 15 and 16 describe a inner struggle of us.
他首先说，我知道其实什么是对的，可是呢，我没有动力去做。
But he says that I know what is right to do, but I don't have the motive to do it.
我知道那些东西是罪，是不应该做的。
I know what is sinful and what is not supposed to do.
但是我却偏偏去行，而且沉溺在里面不能自拔。
But I can't help doing it and trapped in it. I cannot extricate myself out of it.
这是他描写了我们人性里面的挣扎和纠结。
And this is the struggle, the warfare he is depicting within us.
十九节是重复的，你注意看，我就不在这重复了。
And verse 19 is a repetition of the former verses.
然后他十七节，我们来看。
Let's take a look at verse 17.
他说：“既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。”
And verse 17, as it is no longer I myself what do it, but it is the sin living in me.
从这些经文，我们看到罪的影响是很真实的。
And we can see through these verses that the influence of sin is very, very real.
虽然这句话不是给自己在开脱。
Although this is not for self-deliverance.
他在讲的是说在我们的里面有这样一种律法的影响力。
But what he said that he's depicting a influence of law within our hearts.
特别是对，因为很有意思，因为有一些不同的人在解释这段圣经的时候，他说，保罗这是在回顾他过去的生活呢，还是在描述他现在的情况？
Many people have different opinions. We do not know whether or not Paul was depicting his past life or he's talking about his present life.
你们觉得呢？保罗是在描写他信主以前的黑暗时代，还是描写他现在的一个挣扎
？What do you think? Is before the dark age, or the present struggle Paul is facing?
这是我个人的立场。保罗在这边写的是他现在的处境和挣扎。
It is my own stand that Paul is depicting what he's facing right now.
待会我再详细来解释为什么是这样的。
Later on, I'm going to give you a detailed explanation.
但至少这个句话会让你有一个很，也许会很惊讶，说这么属灵的一个，甚至是使徒，他也会有这种黑暗的内心的挣扎。
But this is really something surprising. A amazing apostle as Paul, he himself has this kind of struggle.
他说，甚至他行善的动力都没有。
And he said that he doesn't even have the motive to perform good deeds.
虽然他已经与基督联合了，可 可是罪对他的影响力还是那么真实。
Although he was already united with Christ, and the sense of guilt and the sin was so real in him.
我们继续来看二十一节。
Let's continue to take a look at verse 21.
他说：“我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。”
So I found this law at work.When I want to do good, evil is right there with me.
很形象哈，你知道这个律可以有几种不同的解释，当然一个就指的旧约的律法。
And this is very, very real. There are many explanations and meanings of the law here. It could mean the law in the past.
还有一个就是律，就是规律的意思。
And the other meaning that law is a rules and the law of
pattern.
对，
他说他发现有这样一个规律，一旦他内心当中有行善念头的时候，试探立马就来了。
And then he found a pattern, okay, a pattern of law. Whenever he wants to do good, and temptation showed up right away.
二十二和二十三节，他延续的说。他描写了这种他活在两股立场当中。
And verses 22 and 23 are depicting the situation he's facing. He's living in the two opposing forces.
你知道，如果你学过物理学，你会知道有个概念叫立场。
If you study physics, okay, you should know that there's a thing called.
我不知道怎么说。
啊
？Force field.
Force
Coming
field.
From a professional physician,、
okay.
你玩过磁铁，你知道有个叫磁场，是不是
？But if you you know what magnet is, but you know that there is a field of magnetic field. Thank you.
你有没有试着把两块磁铁放在一起来观察那些金属的走向
？Can you did you ever try to put two magnets try to put them together and see what's happened?
我高中的时候好像做过这样一个实验，观察那些小的铁锈它们的分布。
And when I was in high school, he did an experience of that to observe how the tiny bits of iron how they behave.
就是在两块磁铁的影响力下面。
Under the influence of two magnets.
保罗在这边形容，他说：“我们一个已经得救重生的基督徒，我们仍然活在这两股立场中间。”
Paul is saying that even though we are reborn Christians, we are still living in the power of these two opposing forces.
好像有两个 pattern 在我们的脑海里面。
It seems that we have two different patterns in our minds.
一边是说赞美神，神的诫命是对的。
On one hand, it says, "Praise the Lord." The commandment of God are correct.
神的吩咐诫命是圣洁、公义和良善的，是对我好的。
And the commandments of God are holy and righteous and just.
我应该这样去做。
We are supposed to do that.
可是有另外一个立场告诉我说，这些东西是不合理的。There's
another voice in my mind said, "No, these are wrong. We should not do it."
这样做代价太大了。
In doing so, we pay heavily.
别人都没这么做，干嘛你要这样
？Other people didn't do that. Why should you?
就算你做了，别人也不会知道的。
Even though you do it, nobody knows it.
我们活在这两股的立场中间。
We are pulled.In these two opposing forces,
二十四和二十五节，保罗终于给了我们一个大的一个鼓励。
In verses 24 and 25, finally, Paul gave us a huge encouragement.
他的答案可能听上去对我们来说可能有点过分简单了。
And his answer, it sounds to me too oversimplified.
但是却很有内涵，因为这是在罗马书接下来内容要继续的去延伸的。
But it is full of content because this is a continuation of the book of Romans.
我来读一下二十四、二十五节。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
What a wretched man I am!Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks to God, though Jesus Christ our Lord.
他说答案就是耶稣，对吧？
His answer was very clear. That's Jesus.
只有耶稣能够把我们从这两种立场当中引向神。
Only Jesus Christ has the power to lead us out of these two opposing forces to God.
有些弟兄姐妹可能很不满意，对不对
？A lot of brothers and sisters are not happy.
我告诉你一个小笑话，不要告诉其他人。
I'm going to tell you a very small joke, but don't tell it to other people.
我大学的时候刚信主的时候，去一个教会里面，我很怕出丑，因为你知道我是个基督徒，他们讲的话我听不太懂，很怕说错话。
And when I was in college, I was just a beginning Christian. I'm always afraid of showing my weaknesses to other people.
有一个比较年长的弟兄，他其实是半开玩笑跟我说，但是我当真了，你知道吗？他说。没关系，你去教会里面，你记得要经常说这几句话。第一个是感谢主。
And an elder brother came to me and said, "Hey, don't worry about it. You know, whenever you go, remember that what to say. You always have to say thank God."
然后他说，记得有人问你各式各样再难的神学问题的时候，再不懂的时候，总归有一个保底的答案，就是耶稣。
And he also said, no matter what, how difficult the questions people are asking you, don't panic. You always have a wonderful answer, which is our Lord Jesus.
所以我去教会的时候，遇到有人跟我打招呼或问候我的时候，最后要讲感谢主。
And every time I go to church, I was greeted by brothers and sisters. I always ended up our greetings by say, Lord Jesus.
说你叫什么名字啊？啊，我叫 Ike， 感谢主。
What is your name? My name is Ike. Thank God.
你学什么专业？我学经济学的，感谢主。
What do you study? I study economics. Thank our Lord.
坐在主日学里面的时候，别人问我，你觉得这段经文在讲什么
？And when I participate in the Bible study, do you know what it says? These verses.
其实我半懂不懂的说，耶稣。
But you know, I'm puzzled and say maybe Jesus.
这位弟兄讲的非常好。
And then I was praised by saying, "Yeah, you're right. You said so wonderfully."
对，其实这段旧约经文是讲基督的，对吗
？And as a matter of fact, this old verse from Old Testament was talking about Jesus.
很明显，我讲这个笑话是，有时候我们心里面会觉得啊，对我知道，理论上我知道耶稣是我们的盼望跟答案。
But as a matter of fact, in theory that.To show you that theoretically, I know that our Lord Jesus is our hope.
但是在这种你要很真实的罪的引诱跟挣扎里面， but, 我也是个信耶稣的人。
But in the real life, we all face this the struggle within ourselves.
信耶稣意味着什么？
What does it mean by believing in Jesus?
我觉得这段经文可能给我们三点。
I think that these verses has given us three points of application.
神在这个律法之后，你知道律法是在亚当堕落之前、堕落之后颁布的。
And we know that it talks about the verse the uses of laws.
很明显是在亚当堕落之后才颁布的律法。
And the laws were promulgated before or after.
After
the fall of Adam.
所以这个从律法一直到基督这个时间段被我们称为叫神叫缓刑期。
And this period of time is called by our God probation period.
或者说是一个试验期。
Or a trial period.
很多人会误解神用律法跟在基督之间这个巨大的鸿沟之间这段时间他在做些什么这些人怎么得救
And a lot of people have a false understanding why God was using this long gap of probation period.
其实今天这段经文就在回答这个问题。
As a matter of fact, the verses that we studied answer this question.
它让我们明白，在这段试验期底下明白第一罪的广度和深度。
And under this, God uses probation period under the law to let us understanding the depth and the scope of our iniquities.
在这漫长的人类历史里面，他要让我们一点点的去品味这个罪的本质是什么，以及对我们的影响。
In the long process of human history, God allowed us to understand and comprehend what it means of this period.
我想读一个牧师他写的一段话。
I'm going to read you a few words from a pastor.
他这样说，他说，历史一旦被简化，人性就会被美化。因为历史的最低目的是为人性的复杂与堕落提供一个细细展开的舞台，就像肥皂剧必须要拍满100集，让那些一开始看不懂的人终于可以无话可说。换言之，若不是人性的罪如此罄竹难书，历史就用不着这么漫长。
As soon as human history gets simplified, human nature has to be embellished, because the minimal purposeof human history is to provide a gradually unfolding stage for the complexity and degradation of humanity. Just as soap opera taking 100 episodes to unfold, human history unfolds, bringing clarity to those previously confused and rendering them speechless. In other words, if our sinful nature was not so bad, human history would not have to last this long.
我觉得它切中要害来讲。你还记得当神警戒亚当抽吃禁果那个后果的时候是吧？你的吃的日子必定死。
And this is so pertinent, and everybody remember the story of Adam in the Garden of Eden and our Lord's warnings.
其实神在描述什么？神在描述罪的深度跟广度。
What does our Lord emphasize? It emphasizes the scope and depth of our sins.
但是在没有人自己的体验之前，亚当不知道什么是死，对不对？
Before human being have this kind of experience, he did not realize what a death was.
可能神的诫命对他来说太没有力量了。
And maybe the commandment from our Lord were so powerless to him.
所以神降下律法，让这些已经堕落的人去彻底的去体会和明白罪到底是什么。
That's why our Lord has promulgated laws so that we canbe aware what sin was really was.
起初我们可能一开始理解原罪只是说亚当偷吃了那个禁果。
And in the beginning, we may realize that the original sin is all about Adam stealing the apple.
但是我们再读创世纪前三章，再多读几次会体会到，其实是蛇的引诱蛮关键的。
But after repeated reading, we also came to understand that the temptation by snake is also very, very crucial.
说你们吃了就如神一样。
And if you eat this apple, you will become God.
渐渐的让我明白，罪不只是罪行，不只是做出来那个行动，那个行为。
Gradually, that makes us understand sin is not only the act itself.
还有背后的那个罪性。
And it also has the behind it the nature of the sin.
我想举个例子。
I would like to give you another example.
公元大概60世纪左右，有一位北非的教父叫奥古斯丁。
And a long, long time ago, in 6th century in North Africa, there was a bishop called Augustus.
他写了一本自传叫《忏悔录》。
And he wrote a very famous book entitled Confessions.
是西方文学的几个经典之一。
And what is one of the Western cultural classics.
他中间讲到他悔改的经历，就是神让他想起来小时候所做过的一件事情。
And he was talking about the experience and of his repentance and the things he did as a kid.
可能很多人都读过，对不对？就是
And many people I thought read that.
奥古斯丁偷吃那个梨子。
And Augustus once he stole a pear to eat.
他说他小时候就是跟一帮子小伙伴，一群无恶不作的小混混，就跑到邻居家的那个院子里面，果园里面，把他们家所有树上的梨全部摇了下来，然后用几个大篮子连夜装走就偷走了。
And he remembered a incident when he was young. He went into the garden of his neighbor's orchard of his neighbor with all his naughty friends and rascals.And they shook off all the pears from the tree and sold them and transported them away.
让他很难过、很自责的是，他竟然进了别人家院子去偷别人东西。
And what saddened him the most is he himself did want to go into other people's yard to steal things.
还更加让他难以接受的是，其实他根本就不喜欢吃梨。
But what saddened him the most.Is that he himself? He did not like pears.
他为什么偷梨呢？他想要把这些梨拿过去， 隔壁有个人养猪，他们几个小孩子做恶作剧嘛，就常常拿那个犁去扔那个猪啊。
Why did he do that? Because he had a neighbor who raised pigs. He stole the pair so that he can throw them at the pigs.
所以他描写到说，他说每一个罪啊，都有一个表面的原因，然后有一个深层的动机，然后都能反映出来我们跟神的关系是什么样子的。
And whatever he said every act of sin has a superficial reason, and then have an underlying motive.
Then you reflect relationship with God.
That reflects the relationship of you with God.
他说偷梨这件事情表面上只是什么？一个小孩子想吃梨，对不对
？And apparently, the apparent reason is it's just nothing but a kid who wants to eat pears.
但其实不是。
But as a matter of fact, it wasn't.
真正驱动他这样去做的是一种扭曲的好奇心。
And what drove him to do this was a twisted curiosity.
一种扭曲的那种悖逆。
And it is a twisted rebellion.
还有一种扭曲的那种想要做刺激的事情。
And it's a twisted mind that wants to seek thrills.
可能我不知道在座有多少人是不是能够理解，他说什么？他们不吃梨，去把邻居家的树上梨子都摇下来，就为了去打猪用。
But people may do not understand that what they did not like pear, but all they need to do is to throw the pear to at the pigs of the neighbors.
但是我可以告诉你，我们中间的青年人都明白他在做什么。
But I can tell you that the young people, so do I. But I can tell you, young people right now, they know exactly what I was talking about.
I'm sure you can fully identify with Augustine's perverted motivations, right?
大家都能够对号入座。
他看到一个被神所造的人，心里面竟然充满了这么多扭曲、悖逆、以自我为中心的事。
He is saying a God-created human creature full of twisted curiosities and things that God doesn't like.
所以，其实，在这个漫长的试验期底下，叫在律法，我们就越来越深刻的去体会我们的罪行是什么，我们的模式是什么。我们背后真正的动机是什么？就体现出来我跟神的关系是什么。
And under this long, gradual process of probation, and we ought to understand what is the apparent reason, what are the underlying reasons that reflect the deeper relationship of us with God.
我想举一个我自己的例子。
I'm going to give you an example of my own.
有时候当工作的职责比较繁忙的时候，我就容易特别变得焦虑，然后你知道脾气会显得很没有耐心。
When I have a lot of responsibility, a lot of stress from work, I become all of a sudden very frustrated, upset, and anguish.
甚至有时候我不能够休息。
And to a point that sometimes I can't even rest.
这个表面的原因是因为工作很忙。
The apparent reason is that I have too much work.
所以有时候我就会开始抱怨，觉得哎，怎么那么多事给我做
？And then that often happens, and then I start to complain. Why do I have so much work to do?
心里面想，什么时候可以放假？什么时候工作可以慢下来，让我可以好好休息一下
？Thinking that one, this whole thing is going to stop, so that I can take a break and rest.
觉得哎，最近心情不好，就是因为工作太多的原因。
I'm not in a good mood lately because of the heavy load of work.
但其实我才发现，有个背后深层的原因。并不只是工作多而已。
And later on, I find a more, in-depth reason. It is not because of the heavy load of work.
然后，因为我发现我自己，我不担心身体上的累，可是我害怕心灵的累。
But I found out that myself, I'm not really worried about my physical fatigue. I'm worried about my mental fatigue.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
在我心里面的压力其实最多的是，我很害怕自己没有好的工作表现，以至于被别人指责。
But、deep down in my heart, my worry is that I'm afraid that I cannot deliver a good performance.
因此，我害怕自己不被重视。
And therefore, I'm afraid that I will be neglected.
我害怕把自己的弱点暴露在别人面前。
I'm afraid of exposing my weaknesses to other people.
这些是我真正的压力来源。
And these are the real origin of my stress.
这体现出来我跟神的关系怎么样
？That reflects the relationship of me with God.
也就是说，在工作里面，常常我是以自我为中心的。
And that means oftentimes in my professional career, I am self-centered.
说那个世界是跟神没什么太大关系的。
And that world has nothing to do with God.
按美国话来说，那是一个狗咬狗的世界，对吗？你得自己保护好自己。
And I do not know how to translate that.
That's a
狗咬狗的世界。
Dog eat dog world. Yeah.
Dog biting dog world. No, it doesn't make sense. Go ahead.
所以我要去讨好这个世界的价值观，对吧？
And therefore, I have to cave in to the secular value of this world.
把自己的价值建立在自己的表现上。
So that I build up my self-worth upon the value of other people.
或者别人对我的评价上。
And the, build upon other people's judgment.
我的喜乐是跟着别人的这种摇摆的动态的。
My joy fluctuates according to other people, how the other people look at me.
而不是以神为乐的。
But not in, because of the joy in our Lord.
因为我工作的目的也没有为了神的荣耀而去做。
Because the purpose of my job is not to glorify God.
对，我常常发现自己在工作里面很容易 overpromise.
I find myself often overpromising our job.
你知道吗？别人说啊、哦，这个是可以，可以，没问题，你交给我吧，对不对？或者怎么样？啊、哦，我做过以前这样的事情，我可以的，我怎么样，怎么样
？I always boast myself in my job. If somebody asks me a lot of things, I say, "Oh, sure, no problem. I did that before. I can do it."
后来几分钟以后，我在想，哎，我为什么要接这个？跟我做的没什么关系。
But a few minutes later, I said to myself, "Why did I do that? I never did that before."
你知道吗？甚至有时候扭曲了一点点事实，就为的是可以留下一个。别人的好感。
And oftentimes, sometimes I twisted the facts so that I will leave a better impression on other people.
所以，如果你被邀请来辅导我，你会给我什么样的建议
？If you are invited to to teach me, what kind of suggestions are you going to give me?
你知道，艾克每一年一到一些时候的时候，就觉得哇，就是这个人就是很焦躁。该怎么办
？And what are you going to tell me what to do when I'm anguished and troubled？
我想你不会告诉我说啊，你该给自己休个假。
But I don't think you're going to tell me, take a break。
你的焦虑就是因为你工作太忙太累了。对。
Because you have all this anguish because you work too hard。
对吧？
Too much。
那只是一个表面的东西。
And this is a very apparent。
像我真正需要改变和成长的是。我要把我的价值观和盼望建立在神之上。
The real the underlying reason is I have to build up my value in God, in the relationship with God.
这是个罪的问题，你应该认罪。
And this is a problem of sin, and we have to repent our sin.
你被这种罪捆绑得太深了。
And we are all bundled, we are all controlled by the sins for too long.
这是第一点，在这个漫长的试验期底下，神让我们人就心服口服的去承认罪的深度跟广度。
And this is the first point. God uses probation to make people understand the depth and scope of our iniquities.
第二段经文，我觉得很清楚的告诉我们，在这种状态底下，这个交织的立场里面，罪人应该怎么挣扎。
And the second point, we have to understand, and under this.Influence of two opposing forces. How should we struggle as sinners?
他说，既然一个人信主以后仍然会受到罪的试探，那么就算保罗也不例外。那么我们要问的最主要的问题，不是说我们该不该挣扎，而是我们要怎么挣扎。
Since an individual is still susceptible to the pull of sin after reunion with Christ, such as Paul.The most important issue facing us is, what should we do to repent? How do we manage our struggles when we are trapped deep in sins?
我相信在上次的时候，尊恩弟兄有提到这两种极端。
And I remember last time Brother Sun En was talking about two extremes.
一种极端是律法主义的极端，另外一种叫反律法主义的极端。
One extreme is legalism, then the other one is antinomianism.
我可以模仿一下律法主义跟反律法主义他们说些什么。律法主义说，哎呀，我怎么能做成这样子？太糟糕了，我下次一定不要这样。
And, The other, the legalism is pretty much like, how could I do that? And it's horrible. I will not do that again.
说如果别人知道你背后是这副德行的话，人家会怎么想？
And what people think of you if they really knew who you were now like this?
如果你连这个都改变不了的话，你凭什么去对别人这样这样这样？
If you cannot overcome this, how could you have the audacity to tell other people what to do?
对吧？你难道没有羞耻心吗？你怎么可以在同一个地方跌倒两次呢？
Did you have a sense of shame? How could you fall twice in the same place?
你凭什么去教会？
Why do you teach other people?
对，你还配做一个基督徒吗？
Do you deserve to be a Christian?
这是一个在律法主义下的最经典的对话了。
And this is such a classical dialogue under the perspective.
我想作为一个华人背景，我们可能对这些话习以为常，对不对
？And as a Chinese Christian, I think that we all very used to this.
但是为什么保罗说律法主义的挣扎是一条死胡同
？But why did Paul say the struggle in legalism is a dead end?
因为律法主义它背后真正的那个动力啊，其实就是骄傲。
And under the surface of legalism, reside the thing called pride.
就是你觉得你自己可以做得到的。
And that means that you think you can do it.
而且你做得到的时候，你会感觉有一种对别人的那种优越感。
And when you achieve that, you feel a sense of superiority over other people.
你的价值、你的自我身份、你的安全感都建立在你自己的表现之上。
All your worth, your value, your everything is built upon yourself.
所以这个到最后只可能是表里不一。
And as a matter of fact, at the end, it turned out to be that yourself is not in coherent with the core of you.
那些你能做得到的，你尽可能的去向别人看，对吧？走过路过不要错过，大家都来看看，对吧
？And what you can achieve, you try to show it to other people.
做不到的那个尽量去隐藏。
And you cover and conceal what you cannot do.
就是律法主义一个必然的结果。
And this is the consequence of legalism.
反律法主义是说 ，OK， 既然我们都做不到，那就算了吧，就这样吧。
Antinomianism is something like, well, since we cannot achieve this, then forget about it.
哎，反律法主义人会非常痛恨律法主义的人。
And these kind of people are hating the people who believe in legalism.
他们误解我们因信称义的救恩是反律法主义的。
They misunderstood our concept of salvation by faith is antinomianism.Anti-legalism, I'm sorry.
他们会觉得 ，OK， 基督的救恩的意思就是说，过去的东西都一笔勾销了，因此你最重要的就是活出一个自由的生命来。
And they believe that all our past sins are cancelled out by our Lord's grace. So right now, you just can live out yourself.
说这辈子我们都会犯罪的。
And in our lives, we know everybody has sins.
那我们该怎么办呢？我们只能够去心平气和地接受这个事实。
And what are we going to do? Well, we have to accept it peacefully.
可是渐渐的却淡化了成圣的呼召。
But in doing so, they forget little by little our call to sanctification.
在罗马书的第五章第二十节里面，保罗说：“律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多；只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。”紧接着他说：“这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？”我就只读这两节。
The law was added, so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus our Lord.
好，最后一句要读一下，第一节。
The law was added.
No, 第一节，第六章第一节。Shall we sing? 你没有写是吗
？OK， 是哪？
我来读吧，就是第六章的第一节。他说：“这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。
”What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?By no means.
其实保罗在回应的就是这种反律法主义的态度。
And this is how Paul responded to this anti-legalism.
说，挣扎的目的不是为了要停在这边。
And the purpose of our struggle is not to stop right now.
把自己的软弱合理化。
And to make your own weakness righteous.
把恩典作为一个放纵自由的借口。
And you use the grace as a pretext to commit sins.
相反，恩典的目的是为了要继续去锻炼自己的谦卑和呼求。
The purpose of grace is to make us practice our faith, our humble.
就是看见自己罪的深度跟广度。
So that we can see the scope and depth of our sins.
预备我们去接受基督。
To prepare us to accept our Lord Jesus.
所以当我们现在罪的试探里面的时候，我们要检验一下我们在怎么挣扎。
And when we are trapped in sin, we really have to examine ourselves how we struggle.
最后一点。
The last point.
在这个漫长的试验期里面，在甚至在基督还没有降生在人类历史中间，旧约的人如何得救？
And before the Lord came into this world,What about people in Old Testament time? How do they get saved?
原则是一样的，因信而称义。
And it is the same principle, salvation by faith.
直到我们今天活在新约底下的基督徒的时候，我们才明白，哦，原来在这个漫长的试验期的结束的时候，神会用他自己的爱子来做我们的赎罪祭。
Until now, we current Christian, we came to understand that our Lord uses His own Son to give us salvation.
基督作为一个人子，他活出来了神造人应该有的样子。
And our Lord, as a Son of God, gives us an example how a person should live in God's kingdom.
他活出来了我们每个人都没有活出来的样子。
And He lived out the way.That everybody of us failed.
他在各个有可能的地方都受罪的试探。
And in every single imaginable way, he faced temptation.
然而他胜过了，并没有犯罪。
But he conquered and he never sinned.
有人说，信耶稣就是信他的这个榜样的力量。
And some people say that when people believe in Jesus, we believe in the power of the example he set.
这是一个一半对了，也许。
And this is only half right.
确实，耶稣是我们的一个先行者，他活出来一个样子是我们应该去效法的。
And yes, our Lord is our precursor, and he gave us the example of how we should live.
但是耶稣另外一半最重要工作，他成全了救恩，他牺牲自己遮盖了我们的罪。
The second half of his example, he completes his grace and he sacrificed himself to give us salvation.
所以，当我们在被罪牵引的时候
，When we are tempted by sin，
你记得两方面吗？一个是 guilt， 罪疚感；另外一个是罪对我们的引诱。
And we remember there are two extremes.Okay, one is guilt, the other one is temptation by sin.
所以在这场挣扎里面的时候，基督告诉我们，我们所有的罪疚感，所有的罪疚已经被挪在基督的身上了。撒旦没有继续控告我们的理由。
Okay, one thing is the sense of guilt that we feel is removed and bared by our Lord Jesus, and the Satan has no reason to accuse us.
当撒旦告诉我们，你就是这个样子的，对吗？你只能这样做的时候，我们要搞明白，基督给了我们一个能力，对他可以说不。
When Satan accuses us that said by saying that you are like that, you have to do it like this, our Lord Jesus gave us a reason to deny him.
这是为什么福音这个罗马书里面会说要凭着信心与基督联合。
And that's why in the book of Romans it is said that we should be reunited with our Lord Jesus by faith.
他说即使你看不见你要明白和相信现在是不再是你一个凡夫俗子在活着一个复活的基督活在你的里面。
But even though you don't see, you don't know, you should realize and understand that it is not a secular person that lives in you. It is our Lord Jesus that lives in you.
这是一个凭信心生活的态度。
And this is an attitude to, of living by faith.
我想举几个例子。
I'm going to give you a few more examples.
基督的救恩是一个好消息，对不对？
And salvation is a very good news, isn't it?
但是有时候我们常常把它理解成是一个好的建议。
But sometimes we also understand it as a good advice.
这对我们信心非常大的影响。
And this has a lot of influence over our faith.
我举个例子，上个礼拜你知道 NBA 的总决赛结束了。
And last time, last week, I'll give you another example. Last week, the NBA playoff, a championship was ended.
你知道热火队好像赢了，对不对？4-3。Miami Heat won the
Miami Heat,
historical 4-3. Big win for the team.
And it's a big win.
如果我今天走到这边来告诉你说，在第六场比赛结束的时候，第七场比赛还没有开始之前，我告诉你，如果 Miami 可以派上他们的先发队员，那个德州的那支队，他们球员年纪比较大，已经很疲劳了，他们肯定可以拿得下这场比赛，也是他们的主场。
But if I come here before the start of seventh game, I tell you that in the first sixth game, that Miami should have sent his best players and the team from Texas would lose.
那是一个建议，对不对？
That was a suggestion.
我今天在这边告诉你的，迈阿密赢了是一个消息。
But what I tell you that Miami has won, it is a news.
它不再只是个假设，一种推测。
But it's not a hypothesis.
或者取决于我们要先做什么，然后神才会做。
This is not like if we do this, something else would happen. No, this is a fact.
所以福音是一个好消息，而不只是一个好的建议。
But gospel is a good news.But not merely a good advice.
明白这两者的区别吗？
You know the difference.
当我们凭着信心与基督同行的时候，我们不只是把它当作一个未来的一个好的建议而已，而是它已经成就了。
When we live side by side with our Lord Jesus, this is not a good news. This is a fact.
十八世纪英国有个大布道家叫怀特菲尔德 George Whitefield.
Yeah, go ahead.
他有一次去看戏剧，他被那个演员深深的打动了，他后来就去后台去见他，这演员叫 Betterton。
The 18th century Anglican preacher George Whitefield, once he went to a show and then he was deeply moved, after the show he went to the backstage to talk to the actor Betterton.
他问他，他说为什么演员对听众的影响力这么大？
He asked me, why did actors exert much more influence over the audience than the pastors?
Betterton, 这位演员很幽默地回答他。
And this, actor replied to him very humorously.
他说我可能只能找到一个原因，是因为牧师常常把真的东西讲得像假的一样，可是演员却可以把假的东西演得像真的。
He said that I can tell you only one reason. Pastors make truth sound like untruth when preaching, while actors try to turn the imaginary into the believable through acting.
那有时候当我们在讲一些关于圣经当中的真理和确信的时候，也许我们把真的东西讲得像假的一样。
But when we tell the fact,
我说我了。
Or other truths in the Bible, we make them sound like fake.
只是作为一种可能性来分析一下，对不对？
We oftentimes treat it as an event, possible eventuality.
而没有把它当作是基督已经成就的事实，只是现在我看不见的时候，我需要凭着信心与他同行。
But not as a fact that you don't see.But you accept it by faith.
我们现在活在两个故事里面，一个是我们自己的故事，一个是神国的故事。
But now we are living in between these two stories, one story of our own and the other divine story of God.
你知道圣经的故事，神的故事已经通过圣经启示给我们了，很宏大的篇章，从创造、堕落、救赎和将来的新天新地。
Every story in the Bible of our Lord.Is exhibited in the Bible from beginning to the end.
可是问题是我们怎么样把那个大的故事跟我们现在好像很琐碎、很平凡、很真实的故事联系在一起？
How the problem facing us is how do we connect the grandiose biblical story with the story we are living in, the story of ours.
我们中间要做的就是要从自己的故事逃到神的故事里面去。
The only thing we do is to escape from our own personal story into the story of our Lord.
也就是说你必须要在神的故事里看到你的位置。
And that is to say, we have to see our position, our status in the story of God decreed stories.
这样会增加我们的信心。
And that will boost our confidence.
大家都喜欢读那种励志的故事吗？或者看励志的电影吗？
Everybody likes to see those uplifting stories.
我是，对。
I am.
我上一次看过了一个可能最喜欢的小说是雨果的那个《悲惨世界》。
The last story I read is the very famous story by Hugo. It is Les Misérables.
对。
Right.
Very nice. 我记得我是在去东北的出差的火车上读完那是很厚，大概1000多页，三十多万字的一个长篇小说，读完最后一章的。
I remember that I finished reading that over 1,000 pages of Victor Hugo's story on my train to northeast of China.
我非常受感动，然后最后一章的结局让我有点想不到。
I was so much moved, and the outcome of the plot at the very end, I completely dumbfounded.
我感动到一个程度，我开始控制不了自己的情绪，我开始哭起来了。
I was so moved that I could not control my tears that coming out of my eyes.
如果你认识我，你知道这是非常罕见的。
But if you know me, and this is really, really rare for me.
甚至我觉得我控制不了自己的不哭，对吧？我太感动了，我就跑到那个车厢连接处的地方。脸朝着外面的那个玻璃，为了不让后面的人看到我。
I was so excited and so moved that I can't really control my tears. So I went to the connecting parts of the two trains and facing, directing my face outside and started to cry.
我想到那个故事的主人公冉阿让。
And I was thinking about the main character Jean Valjean and his life.
他受过的苦，他怎么样被福来主教所影响，包括他生命当中的那种不可思议的影响力。
And his all Jean Valjean's sufferings and his treatment by the pastor, Catholic pastor, and everything later on he suffered his fears.
我就在想，假如我有个女儿的话，我很希望我的女儿嫁给这样的人。这是我第一个想法。当时
I was thinking, if I had a daughter, I would have my daughter marry a guy like him.
对，因为我知道我自己不是一个这样的人。
But I knew that I am not that kind of guy.
但我读完这个故事以后，我想我很希望能够成为像他这样的人。
After reading this story, I said to myself, I really want to be.
你知道那一整天在火车上面剩下的几个小时，我脑子里面都在想着那个。
And the rest of my trip, I spent a couple of hours thinking of nothing but that story.
你知道我入戏入得太深了。
I was deeply, deeply trapped into it.
我想举个例子问大家说，既然你会发现你看过一部励志的电影，读过一本励志的小说，会对你有这么真实的影响，对不对？
I just want to ask you, by this story, did you guys have experience like that after reading an uplifting story like this?
可是我们活在一个神自己已经成就的，可能比任何一个人造的小说更伟大的、更动情的、更不可思议，对我们生命有打动力的故事。
But we sometimes we fail to understand that we are now living in a story that is much much more powerful, much much more real, and it is set up by our Lord.
然而让是耶稣的。只是一个在小说化的一个化身。
And Jean Valjean is just a character, in the novel.
我敢很肯定，这个世界我找不到一个冉阿让。
And I'm pretty sure that I could not find anybody like him.
这是为什么我读到这个人的品质的时候会如此的被他所打动。
That's why I was so deeply moved by his characteristics, his virtues.
但是我知道这个世界有一个基督。
But I know in this world existing.
而且他会再来。
Our Lord will come again.
这是叫我们现在活在自己的故事里面，可是需要以信心跟他联合的意思。
That's what I mean by right now we are living in this current world. We need to connect our world with the story of our God by faith.
甚至有时候需要一种好像直觉，你要想象基督在凡事上是与你同行。
But sometimes it goes even that we probably need some kind of an intuition that our Lord is living side by side with you.
怎么样在挣扎当中得胜？就唯有凭信心与基督联合。
How do we conquer? How do we become victorious in a struggle? The only way is by faith.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们再一次的要在你的面前赤裸敞开。
Lord, we open ourselves again, without fear in front of you.
求你来检查我们的心。
Lord, please, look through our hearts.
我们承认在你的面前，我们是一个多么败坏软弱的器皿。
Lord, we know that we are a broken vessel, in front of you.
然而你却把你自己的宝贝放在我们的里面。
But however, you put your most precious treasure inside us.
求你使用我们，在这个世上的日子当中，可以更深的去顺服基督。
Lord, please use us so that we can obey our Lord more freely.
帮助我们在挣扎当中可以来得胜。
Helping us to become winners in our personal struggles.
使我们的信心可以真实的增长。
So that our faith grows naturally.
使我们对这个世界和罪的认识更加的深刻。
So that we deepen our understandings of the depth of our sins.
主，我们最后祷告，愿你快来。
Lord, we pray that you come sooner.
奉基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.